Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. On the free Odyssey app.
Woods is not a fan of 3:40 p.m. starts. I don't know that. Is there anyone who likes a 3:40 start?
I mean, if you're a 9-to-5er, you're like, oh, cool. I'll catch the last couple of innings. I'll listen to it on the radio, whatever. 3:40 for me, I pick the kids up at 4. So 3:40, I'll watch 5 minutes of it, get in my car, listen to Jesse, who sounds like he's struggling right now, a little under the weather. I didn't want to bring it
says
up.
Says everyone's struggling.
That doesn't make me.
No.
He said everyone on this plane. Does that mean all the players, too?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, God.
It's the last little thing. Virus running through the Padres right now on the road trip.
Ew. The 747 or whatever. Yeah, that's not good. And then, so 3:40 is first pitch. Got to get the kids at 4. They're, when they get home, it's not like they're like, all right, Dad, we're going to go to our room and do our homework. They're bananas when they, I'm screwed. Like, it's fine. It gets over early. This may be one I should just record and start it at 5:30. Since I'm not on Twitter
anymore. No spoilers,
anymore,
just watch it later. Yeah,
since I'm not on Twitter.
That's a good
point.
It's,
I could probably do
so
that.
So I can't do that. I get to watch the game. I'll be at work at Channel 10. Mm-hmm. My dilemma, and this is more of an inside baseball sort of thing, but my normal sportscast is at 6:20.
Will the game be over?
I can show highlights if the game is over. But if it's not, I can't.
Is that right?
That's
you can't?
It's a really tough one to play up. 2 hours and 40 minutes. I mean, it is right there on the very well could be over and very well could still be in the eighth inning
so you don't,
stage of the game.
You just don't mention the Padres?
I generally don't kind of mention. I mean, now, if it's the Padres, I probably will. But a lot of sporting events, like, you know, the NBA game starts at 5:30. Just ignore it at 6.
Yeah.
You know, people are watching the game. We'll get to it at the 11 o'clock show later. With the Padres, it's local, so I probably have to say something. But I can either, I mean, with highlights, I'll need, you know, I'll have a good 45 seconds, a minute of highlights. That's
yeah.
a good chunk of my time.
You can't.
If I don't have the highlights, then it's just a 20-second mention. So I
got
to, like, prepare two different whole sports casts based on whether the game ends or not tonight.
That's a nightmare.
And tomorrow, same thing.
That's a full-on nightmare. Heather puts in the chat, I work 5 a.m. to 1:30. I love the East Coast
perfect
trips. Yeah, that is absolute. You get home, you get a little chill time, and then get yourself a sandwich, sit down. Watch your beloved Padres at 3:40. So, hey, listen, these are called Cadillac problems. These are good problems to have. So I'm excited to watch the game. I missed yesterday. Felt weird being Memorial Day and you know, we didn't play. That was a little odd. Some good games yesterday in baseball. I watched a ton of baseball yesterday, a ton, and some really, really good games around the league. So It's getting dicey, my friends. It's getting dicey.
Even the A's won yesterday.
Yeah, the A's won yesterday.
They lost 11 in a row.
Beat our beloved Adams Braves. Mike Soroka, good story.
Yeah.
Him, you think with a young pitcher, man, it's always going to be the arm, right? Well, it wasn't. It was his Achilles. And tore his Achilles, got surgery on it, tore it again, another surgery on it. First time on a mound in 1,249 days. And he got touched up a little bit, but I think that's to be expected. But just good to see him back on the mound.
Had two bids at great pitching performances. The Royals had a combined perfect game
yeah.
into the eighth yesterday. And then Marcus Stroman
was ungodly,
had a
dude.
No-hitter going. Ended up with a one-hit shutout of not just anyone. The
Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays. By the way, of course, Marcus Stroman's next start. We'll come against the Padres at Petco Park.
That's right.
Over the weekend. Good timing on that one.
We are hitting them all.
Speaking of timing, it's time for a Rindle Report today, hosted by Italian Paul.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good morning, Italian Paul.
Good morning. The guys were just... I said that Brian Kenny was talking about Juan Soto and their head snapped. I'm surprised they don't have whiplash.
Yeah, you can see me in the stream leaning back, looking up at the TV. I'm like, what is
Should
this?
Should be all good things right now.
What is he running his mouth about?
That's what it's looking like. Now,
probably saying he corks his bat or something.
Now, typically, this is where I would put the Sopranos theme under.
Right.
But I've already botched it by allowing the Daily Diddy to get over the YouTube stream, so I'm not going to tempt fate anymore.
It's fine. We'll get fined. It's no big deal.
I'm not going to tempt fate any more than I already have today. So, personally, I look forward to Memorial Day weekend every single year.
So does regular Paul. It's his favorite holiday.
I look specifically forward to Sunday because Memorial Day Sunday for racing fans is like Christmas to everyone else. All three of the premier series of the world, Formula One, IndyCar, and NASCAR, hold their biggest events of the year on Memorial Day Sunday.
That seems like poor scheduling to me.
No. The Streets of Monte Carlo hosts Formula One's Grand Prix of Monaco in the morning.
Okay.
IndyCar held their 107th Indianapolis 500 at the legendary Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the afternoon.
Right.
And then NASCAR capped the night off by having the Coca-Cola 600 rained out in Charlotte at night. Two-time defending world champion Max Verstappen took his second win in the Principality in the morning. Two-time IndyCar champion Josef Newgarden won his first Indy 500 in a one-lap shootout, passing last year's Indy 500 winner Marcus Ericsson in order to do it. And Ryan Blaney took home his first win in the Coke 600 last night in NASCAR. Now, the only thing left to do is wait for next Memorial Day weekend and watch it all over
so
again.
So the Indy 500, that's not NASCAR?
No.
No, that's IndyCar. Totally different style of cars. How do you not know this?
I don't know.
I mean... Stock cars. NASCAR is like regular cars that are souped up. They look like sedans, like you could get in basically.
What did they drive in Days of Thunder?
Those are NASCARs.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they did the Indy 500.
Indy cars are the ones with the open wheels. They're like more
Driven.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Driven?
No, but they drive the same ones in Monte Carlo.
You're in the middle
right?
in a cockpit.
Monte Carlo.
And you got the tires are on
the
side.
Yeah, the big wide.
Yeah, the big wide. Those are Indy cars.
Formula One and Indy car are more similar.
They're similar. Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, so,
I thought the Indy 500 was NASCAR.
No, they do run a race there at the Brickyard.
They do.
The Brickyard 400.
The Brickyard 400.
But the Indy 500 is IndyCar. Now, that series has really diminished in years, and so has the Indy 500. It's not what it used to be, but people still like it because of the traditions, including... The very odd winner's tradition.
Milk.
I mean, very odd. Milk.
I knew milk.
A jug of milk that you drink and pour over yourself when you win. And Frank pointed out that you get to choose what kind of milk you want. Whole, low fat, 1%, skim, buttermilk apparently.
You know what? I'm exhausted. I'm sweaty. My heart's racing.
I've been 130 degree cockpit.
Yeah, I'm pouring. Can I get a glass of whole milk, please? Do you have any heavy cream, perhaps, that I could just drizzle down my gullet?
Thing to make, you should make all the losers drink
yes,
the milk.
Yes.
The winner doesn't have to drink
water,
the milk.
Gatorade. Powerade, even.
And then to make it better, you get to take that milk-filled mouth that you just drank the milk
yeah.
with and kiss some greasy, rubbery
yes.
bricks.
Yeah, you get to lick the track at the end. I mean... I'll just skip winning because of
Terrible.
The just horrible winning tradition.
You're like, I hope I just come in second.
It's like
I
that
really
women's golf
know.
Tournament where you have to jump in the crocodile-filled pond
pass.
At the end when you
Hard
win.
Pass.
It's like, why are we making the winners do such horrible things
yeah.
at next, the end of our sporting events?
Next one, you have to get a colonoscopy after you win for men's health.
I would say if there's one of those races I'd want to go to, The Monaco, that one looks
pretty cool. Have you ever been to a live race?
No.
I went to Texas Motor Speedway, and that was NASCAR. I gotta tell you, man, you bring your own beer inside. It's about 170 degrees in there. We literally had our shirts off, and it's not a pretty sight. But with a 24-pack of Coors Light sitting between you, pretty fun day. I will never watch it on TV. You couldn't force me to watch any race of any kind on television. I'm not going to watch people drive. I just won't.
Racing is my first love.
That's so wild.
So, sure, about milk instead of beer to be a real racing fan.
Yeah, no doubt.
If anyone important at the station is listening, if you want someone to cover racing, I know IndyCar is here. It's Sonoma in September. NASCAR's championship race in Phoenix in November.
San Diego's motor car sports leader, 97.3 The Fan.
I don't know how much it moves the needle. But, you know, the new show on Netflix, the show that's been going on a couple of years.
Drive to Survive.
The Formula One you have to watch. I'm like, oh, yeah, I will. Totally. I'm also going to watch Welcome to Wrexham also at some point. I will get to those.
But they're coming to town in a couple of months.
They are.
The first three seasons of Drive to Survive are better.
Three seasons. I can't.
It's a lot to get to.
I can't wrap my head around
it. All right. Now, I may have lost some of you with the racing talk.
Yeah, most of our audience. That's fine.
Get rid of the rest of them now. Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Italian Paul.
Let's dip into something. Let's dip into a sport that we all know a little bit better. Hockey.
Hockey. Oh, great. This is fantastic. This is just what we've been missing.
The Stanley Cup Finals have been set, and it's going to be two teams that you wouldn't think of when it comes to ice or hockey. The Florida Panthers clinched their spot in the final last week by sweeping the Carolina Hurricanes. And now they will face the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who won their series against Dallas last night. The series is significant because the Panthers and Vegas both have had playoff success that links the two teams. The Panthers came into the league in 1992, 1993, and made the playoffs for the first time in 95-96, winning 12 games, which was the most for an expansion team in the history of the NHL for their first playoff trip. That record was theirs until 2017-18, when Vegas won 13 games in their inaugural season.
They went to the finals.
Yeah, they went to the final.
Both of them went to the finals and lost both of those years. So it's
now these two both looking for their first.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Someone's getting there first.
Who are you guys rooting
guaranteed
for?
Guaranteed a first-time cup winner.
I don't really cheer for Florida in anything, so I'll go with Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Vegas, too.
With how Florida has played recently, I would definitely take them, but I'm leery of the fact that they've had virtually a week off, and the first game isn't until Saturday.
It's all about hot goaltending.
Ben, I have a $20 bill in my hand. I'm going to hold it up for the screen.
Uh-oh.
$20 bill.
I'm going to pay off half of the 40 you owe me already on our bets. All right.
All right. Name one player.
Oh, no.
From the Golden Knights and one player from the Florida Panthers. Current. $20. If not, you're knocking 10 off that deal.
20, really?
Yeah, 20 to 10.
I don't want to play that game.
Come
actually.
On. $20 for you.
I haven't been following it. I don't know.
Marchessault.
Who?
Mark Samuelson.
Marchessault. No.
Marchessault. Oh, yeah. Matthew Tkachuk has all the game winners. I could have gotten that one for the Florida Panthers.
There's one.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, no. He's on Vegas. No, he's on Florida.
NHL based.
I've been following it.
Here's the worst part, though. If they came here, the NHL, I'd be psychopath.
Oh, absolutely.
Psychopath.
Yeah.
Psychopath for it.
The Gulls have been in the top five in attendance every single year.
People
They've
are
led
hungry
the league
for
in attendance.
It, man. Oh, I would be all over. Thank you. All right, you got another one? You got one more story?
I do have one more. And by the way, it's interesting. Both the NBA and the Stanley Cup Finals, 8 seed versus 1 seed.
Yeah.
Both of them.
That's wild.
So for those of you who are fans of the show Brady Bunch, I have some news for you. How would you like to own a prop from the show? But not just any prop. How would you like to own the whole house?
The whole thing is for sale.
The actual Brady Bunch house.
The Brady Bunch house has gone for sale at a cool $5.5 million, so there's where part of
Not
your 20
worth
can
it.
Go.
Yeah.
The house has recently been renovated by HGTV, who put $1.9 million into the house to restore it to match the show sets perfectly.
Okay, so it looks the same.
The inside was just a TV set. Right.
Yes.
The outside was a real house, somewhere.
Yeah. Probably so now in LA, I would think. They've matched the TV sets inside the house. You can see them renovating the home on HGTV's series, A Very Brady Renovation. A portion of the proceeds will go to Turn Up, Fight Hunger. Now, this is the part that surprised me the most. The Brady Bunch aired from September 26th, 1969 until March 8th, 1974.
Did you know that?
We weren't even born when the Brady Bunch was on.
But did you realize that it had such a short run? 5 years?
It's a four and a half year run.
Probably on longer than that.
Yeah. I thought if you had asked me, gun to my head, said Woodsy, over under 10 years, I would have gone, it's the easiest over of all time.
It's been on in reruns for the last 50 years almost.
Were you a fan?
Not really. I mean, I've watched it, but it wasn't a show that I ever really loved. I like the theme song.
Yeah, of course. But
the theme song was great, but it went downhill as soon as
Why didn't you like the show? So you liked Golden Girls, but you didn't like
them. They were funny.
Did you not?
I didn't really find anyone in the Brady Bunch particularly funny. The kids were all kind of whiny and annoying to me.
But Rue McClanahan
tickled your fancy. Those ladies were actually hilarious. I'm not wrong.
No.
It's objectively true. Golden Girls is a much funnier show than the Brady Bunch.
I never would have imagined that it was only on that short period of time. Were the rumors true? Weren't one of the kids sleeping with the mom in real life? Is that true? Is that a true story?
Florence Henderson? Have you heard of this?
Yes. Italian Paul, you've heard of this, haven't you?
Yes, I have heard
of that. One of the kids was having an affair with her, is what I heard.
Peter, can you name all the Brady Bunch kids?
Mike, Peter, and Bobby.
And then the girls?
Is Marcia, Jan, and Melissa.
No.
Marcia, Jan, and Karen.
No.
Marcia, Jan, and Debbie.
No.
Marcia, Jan, and Margaret.
No. You're getting closer.
Cindy.
Yes!
Cindy. Thank you. All right. I'm very surprised you didn't like
What was their housekeeper's name?
Alice.
Alice.
Yep.
Loved Alice.
Mike and Carol
Alice
Brady.
Was the funniest person on the show, bar none. The rest of the characters,
Greg, Peter, Bobby. Mike was the dad's name.
Oh, Mike was the dad's. You're right. Greg, Peter.
Greg, Peter, and Bobby.
And that is our Italian Paul Rydell report from Frank. This morning.
Can't wait for tomorrow's about Aussie rules football and cricket. And
I was going to say Alejandro Palacio in the chat was asking for cricket, so I'll work on that for tomorrow.
Some snooker, maybe.
Had some good news for the defending college basketball runners-up.
Saw that, buddy.
But also some reason for a little bit of concern as well. We'll get to that coming up after a check of traffic. More Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice guy to build your college basketball team around. Yesterday, Lamont Butler posting on Instagram that he is withdrawing from the NBA draft and will return to San Diego State for another season. giving the Aztecs not only their Final Four hero who hit the game-winning shot against Florida Atlantic at the buzzer, you know, a very well-known name now in college basketball, also the reigning Defensive Player of the Year in the Mountain West, which is really how the Aztecs build their teams, is around defense. You lose both Mensah and Butler. You got to start your defense from scratch. That's totally different. Getting Lamont Butler back, pretty big for the Aztecs.
So why are you concerned then?
Well, everyone thought that both he and Jaden Ledee would be back. Now, Jaden Ledee did not make an announcement yet. The deadline is tomorrow.
Okay.
To pull your name out of the NBA draft, or you're done. You can't return to school, and we have not heard anything from Jaden Ledee. And
well, maybe Jaden's hearing that he could be drafted.
Which is fine, but the Aztecs then would really be in it. They've got a great backcourt. You know, they've got Darian Trammell back, yep. Lamont Butler's yep. back. They got the Reese with Dixon Waters transfer from yep. USC, who was one of the best defensive players in the Pac-12, can score a little bit. Got some young guys who are coming in that can play that position. Big men, though, they are kind of fresh out. They, you know, they lose Mensah, they lose a rope.
What if Paulie has any eligibility
if Ledee
left?
Is
He's
gone.
Playing again.
It doesn't leave him with much coming back. They have this new Jay Powell transfer, but he's not even 200 pounds. He's not going to be able to, you know, bump with the big bodies that the Aztecs are going to have to go up against, especially in, like, the NCAA tournament. So they'd be a little bit desperate. Now, Ledee is a strong, big kid. He's not like a center traditionally, but he can hold his own underneath, and they kind of need him back. So we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours.
You should let Dutch work his magic. He's going to be all right.
All right.
Still plenty of opportunity out there, right?
Correct.
So you wonder. So, but just because he hasn't announced it yet.
Doesn't mean he's definitely staying.
Okay.
I guess I had read, I think Mark Ziegler wrote that the thought was they were going to announce they were coming back together because they was both expected to come back. But now Butler announces, and we haven't heard anything from Ledee. Maybe a cause for not concern. I mean, it's his decision. It's his life. It's not. It's just you just want your best college basketball team you can have, especially coming off the season that the Aztecs just did.
Well, I know they were asking us in the chat. Ben, Elisa asked if we had talked about the Gallagher Square remodel yet.
And
we have not mentioned the Gallagher Square remodel. This might be a nice time for that.
We can.
What were your thoughts when you saw the press release? I was surprised. I like the current situation out there, but I'm always down to improve. Like, I'm always down to improve a roster. Been trying to upgrade you for many, many years, as you know. Always down to improve.
Well, I saw people pointing out that, you know, they feel like they weren't necessarily a fan of the changes. They didn't want it to take away from the baseball. And certainly a lot of the redesign is going to be toward improving the concert-going experience
yeah.
at Gallagher Square. Bigger screen, changing the seating. You know, they're making it AstroTurf instead of grass. I'm not a huge fan of that, but it probably will. I've been to a concert out there.
I've been to a bunch.
A crowded one, especially. It's tough to move.
It is.
In Gallagher Square.
It
where
is.
That place is packed. To have more levels so you can see the stage
yes.
and seating seems almost essential if you're going to continue to use it as a concert venue. But I was talking to my wife, who actually, when she goes to a game, she often goes out there.
Yeah.
I said, do you watch the game or do you watch the TV screen? And she goes,
I watch
the TV screen.
I do too.
So anything that makes it actually easier for everybody to see the screen, to me, it actually might be a good thing for Padres fans. How many people actually sit on that hill and watch
the
baseball game or can see anything from out there? Make it more convenient to actually, you're in the ballpark, but you're really watching the game on TV. And it sounds like it's going to be a better experience on TV out in the ballpark.
They've done such a good job out there and at Petco in general. I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know, I trust you guys to make the right decisions. I watch plenty of games out there. When you have kids sitting in a seat, you can't do it. You can do it for a short time. They want to go out to Gallagher Square. They want, and they're going to be building new playgrounds.
Playground looks awesome.
Looks incredible. I'm sure my kids will be elated. I don't go to games with my children to actually watch games. They want to be at the park. They're not sitting keeping score. They're not quite there yet. So they like to be out there in the atmosphere. And you know, more concessions is a good thing. Certainly, more concerts is a good thing. It is. It's a great place to see a show.
I kind of like the idea of the Trevor Hoffman statue pitching to
the Tony Gwynn yeah.
statue, kind of facing each other, and they said they're going to have a walkway, maybe called the Stitch, between them, connecting the two statues. I think that'll be kind of a cool look. If there is a concern, and it's not, the remodel doesn't have anything to do with it at all. It's the fact that the team has, you know, it's at a different level and they're selling out so many games that what was initially, you know, $5 park tickets,
yeah,
you know, you can't get in for $5 for a Padres game or really any game anymore.
I mean, with the payroll we have, nor should
probably
you.
Not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I get there's some people who are still, you know, stuck on the fact, well, they built the ballpark and they promised we'd be able to get in for $5. No one promised you'd be able to get in till the end of time for $5.
In perpetuity.
Okay. This ballpark opened 20 years ago. Yeah. You don't get to get in for $5 until the ballpark is torn down in a century.
Or the team, I know they're not playing up to snuff, but you don't want them to be able to sell you $5 tickets anymore. That means that we are selling off players. That means that the tank is
on. You know,
when
Wrigley Field opened, tickets were a nickel.
A nickel!
So I think I should still be able to get in for a nickel.
Grandfathered in over here.
It doesn't work that way, people.
It doesn't. My only concern is that it's done by opening day. That's it. That's my only concern.
Yes.
Will it be done?
You want it to look good. You want
by opening day
to be there. And I fully support making, you know, at least some of your tickets affordable for kids, and it shouldn't always just be people who can afford $100 tickets to get into every single game. But at the same time, it's a business. They're putting a lot of money into their product. They're going to have to try to make it back, and if the market will support it and people will buy, you know, Gallagher Square tickets for larger amounts because it's a better experience out there, then I totally understand.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, bottom of the hour, we'll come back. Just had a report out, a new story from the UT, about what the Padres need to do better to get where they want to go, with a bit of a hint of a little friction, maybe, in the clubhouse.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's not the lead. It's not
it's
the lead.
Buried.
It's
buried.
Like
the lead is buried.
It's not the lead. It's not the lead.
Not the lead.
But it is something people are talking about.
Let's blow this out of proportion.
What's the word they're using?
I'm going to fissure.
Fish. What are we having for dinner? Fish? Sure.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Fisher.
That's
Fisher.
Coming up next on Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This final hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Cal Hope. For free mental health help, visit calhope.org. Cal Hope can help. Access Cal Hope's free and secure mental health resources today. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org.
I know that a lot of people need Cal Hope right now.
Qualified as a flub, just a slight mispronunciation there. I wanted to, by the way, congratulate my Notre Dame fan
The Fighting Irish yesterday. Huge day.
With their first ever NCAA lacrosse title, beating Duke 13-9.
Big one.
Looked at the Notre Dame roster. Have five kids from Torrey Pines High School on their roster. Lacrosse factory here in San Diego.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Also,
those guys, when I was there, by the way, at Holy Cross, not Notre Dame, I couldn't get into Notre Dame.
We know.
Those guys, we know, he says. We have the same job. We make the same amount of money. by the way. I went to the same school as Rudy did. We make the same salary. Those guys, Ben, you would think at Notre Dame, oh, football players are king. No.
Really?
No. Not even close. I mean, like staggering, like a staggering amount.
The BMOCs, the lacrosse players.
Oh, my God. Legends.
Wow.
Legends of South Bend, Indiana. I mean, all of them. Just dimes on their arm. I mean, every time they because they all came to the bar I worked at, and I mean they just ran the show. But yeah, it was a huge
that
deal.
Was many years ago,
it was many years ago.
Same or not?
I bet. I don't think you lose that.
Winning a national championship doesn't helps. Hurt. First one ever. I'm surprised.
First one ever for the school. And beating an absolute blue blood in college lacrosse in Duke. Pretty big deal. So I was very happy to see my Irish pull through.
Also wanted to congratulate Stacey Neuvemann, Denise, and the SDSU softball team on their run. Got to the Super Regional. Won the first game, actually, this weekend against Utah, but lost the next two on Saturday and Sunday to fall one win short of the Women's College World Series. Still the deepest they've ever made it in the NCAA tournament and a good season for the ladies at San Diego State
year. That's good athletic year for them, for San Diego State Athletics.
Seems like they had a lot of good camaraderie, a lot of good vibes in their clubhouse.
No fissures, as it were.
But we're hearing maybe not the same out of the Padres. A new piece in the Union Tribune from Kevin Acey this morning on the road with the team in Miami. After an off day, basically an analysis after a third of the season. Technically, today is the one-third mark of the season after the game is over, but areas that the Padres must improve on if they're going to get where they want to go. Postseason, potential run to the World Series. Nothing earth-shattering here. Consistency. Hitting better with runners in scoring position. Duh. Driving in runs from third base with less than two outs. Similar, but duh. And then in the lineup, you need more from the bottom of the order. The Padres have the worst 7-8-9 hitters by OPS in all of baseball. You need more from the bottom. You need more from Manny Machado. You need a healthy Manny to come back and be Manny. You need more from Xander Bogaerts. You need more from Jake Cronenworth. You need more from El Nino. You need more from Fernando Tatis Jr. Doing okay, but not what he was before the injury, certainly in terms of average and on-base percentage. And by the way, the starting rotation needs to be a little more consistent as well.
It's cool.
Lots of different areas where the Padres need to be better. Tucked in at the very end of the piece, and I think on purpose that it was held until the end because he didn't want to make too big of a deal.
Let's blow this up.
About it. But Kevin writes, multiple people inside the organization and others close to some players began saying in late April that fissures were forming in the clubhouse.
Bum, 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 bum.
Now, Kevin writes, hey, here's the thing. Even if everyone isn't getting along all the time, it shouldn't matter. To think that all winning teams or any winning teams don't have disagreements or some clashing personalities is grossly naive. Countless teammates on championship teams have been less than friendly. Losing creates cracks. Winning fixes everything.
It's one of the most true adages in sports. Somebody had put in the chat on YouTube earlier, this team needs to work on their chemistry. I said, it's really easy to fix chemistry. Win ball games. When you win, life is good. And everyone's in a good mood, and you're happy to come to the ballpark, and you know your role, and there's no fissures, as it were.
Show me the team mired in a losing streak. Show me the team in last place that has perfect team chemistry. Well, they may be terrible, but man, these guys get along great.
They sure
Everything
are buddies.
Is happy. They're really fun. It's not fun to lose. You're going to get on each other's nerves, especially in a long season, and losing just makes it worse. Just makes it harder for everybody.
Freaking April, though.
When you're struggling.
That's you know, I don't know when in April. I'm assuming late April because it'd be
said
weird.
Late April, yeah.
Oh, it does it? Yeah, it would be weird week one to have fissures.
I'm sure
going
May
on.
Has been even worse oh, with God. The way things
terrible.
Have gone.
Terrible. It's been a terrible 2 months to start the season. There's no way about it. There's fissures within the fan base, left and right, night and day. I mean, that's exactly what happens. Everyone thinks they know the answer, and nobody knows the answer. It's baseball. The answer, the very simple answer is, it's just baseball. It's what happens in baseball all the time.
But again, not as though that it's a totally different group that made it to the NLCS last year. It's basically the same team with the addition of Fernando Tatis Jr. Talked to Skip Schumacher earlier. I mean, as old school of a guy as you're going to have, loves him, loves everything about Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, Xander Bogaerts is new, but from everything I've heard, Xander Bogaerts, one of the easier guys to get along with in baseball. So this is the same team as last year, the same chemistry as last year. The team absolutely fine in October. You know, it's in there. They're fine. They can get along. Winning will solve probably all of those issues.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot more frowns turned upside down, Ben, if you go on a 5-6-7 game winning streak. And oh yeah, all that stuff melts away. It melts away, and there's it's so hard because you can't. You don't want to point the finger if in the clubhouse, right? You don't want to be in the clubhouse pointing the finger at somebody else. That never bodes well for a team. But and we don't know that that's happened at all. But yeah, I don't think it's a stretch to say that there are fissures right now in Philadelphia's locker room. I don't think it'd be a stretch right now to say there are fissures in Houston's locker room. I don't think it's a stretch to say there's fissures in Toronto's locker room right now. There's probably fissures everywhere. I really like saying fissures. There's probably fissures everywhere where you're not meeting expectations.
I don't think there's one guy in that Padres clubhouse who can't point a big finger at themselves 100%. About the slow start.
100%.
Yeah, Juan Soto's raking
yeah,
out.
But how did you do in April?
His start of the season was terrible.
It was horrendous.
It was hurting the Padres badly. Look at the pitchers. Even Josh Hader, who's been really good, gave up one of the most critical home runs of the season to Mookie Betts that turned a series win into the Dodgers to a loss. Every single player, from the bullpen to the starting rotation, Michael Walker's been great.
You leave Tom Cosgrove out of this.
All right, Tom Cosgrove.
He's the one guy. Maybe it's him. He's walking around the clubhouse saying, be more like me.
Yeah. I'm pointing fingers at all you guys.
Yeah. Leave Tom Cosgrove.
I'm Tom Cosgrove.
I'm Tom Cosgrove, MFers. It definitely does not need to be made a big deal about, and I'm not surprised at all. Frankly, I'm surprised we haven't seen it boil over more. I really am, because with massive expectations comes massive pressure, and they have not handled it well so far this season at all. And games are slipping away, games are slipping through their fingers. You're getting picked off in key situations. You're approaches have been bad. You're arguing with umpires. You're begging the umpires for check swings. And it's just all bad. It's all bad. But you did see a little bit. You saw a couple bounces go your way in the last week or so. Want to keep that stuff going, obviously, and try to turn the tides.
Interesting week coming up. Over the next 7 days, the Padres play 3 against the Marlins and 4 against the Cubs. So when we're sitting here next Tuesday morning,
yeah,
7 games will have been completed. The Marlins, while they have a winning record, have one of the worst run differentials in the National League.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Been a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Obviously, give Skip Schumacher credit for getting the most out of that team.
And like you said, winning the close games. That you almost feel that's got to flip at some point, too.
The Cubs, on the other hand, they actually have a better run differential than the Padres. They have a positive run differential, but have the worst record in the National League now.
They're in hell.
They
right
have
now.
Really been in the torture chamber. The Padres can get very right once again this week. We've said this the last few weeks, but they could get very right with a good week. A 6-1 week would get them back to 500, would get them probably back to a game out in the wild card race at most, and you'd feel very, very differently about this team. A 3-4 week, and you'd really feel bad about this team.
Yeah, you'd feel exactly how you felt all year.
Yeah, or even a little bit worse.
Yeah, even a little bit worse.
More time would have elapsed, more games under 500 to dig yourself out of. So, as they all are, big series, but I do feel like this week in particular, next seven games, no reason you can't do well against these teams. Yeah, you got to face all Contra today.
And you got to face Stroman next week.
And you'll have a Stroman game. But you have to win
you
games
win those
against
games.
Good pitchers occasionally if you want to get where you're hoping to go at the end of the season.
No, World Series team just beats up on fours and fives the entire season and wins the World Series.
No, they occasionally win games. They don't have to win every single time.
No.
But you occasionally have to steal some against the other team's best pitchers.
Yeah, no
and this
question.
Is a great opportunity, I'd say, this week for the Padres to go out and say something about themselves.
We've been saying that for weeks.
We have.
And they're mediocre. I mean, they're a mediocre baseball team as it stands right now. They are. They're mediocre. In fact, they're a little bit less than mediocre. Mediocre is 500. That's average. Five games below 500 right now is staggering. That's a staggering, staggering number for the ball club that I see on the field every night and for the hope and promise of this season. It's not over, man. It's not over. We have two-thirds of the season remaining after tonight. Two-thirds.
And let's not forget the return of Manny Machado. If he plays anything like Manny Machado that we know when he comes back, that makes a big difference for this team.
Huge.
To get Manny. We kind of assume, well, why aren't you playing that well? Any team, even one as highly paid as the Padres, going to struggle when you lose your captain, essentially, your leader, your perennial MVP candidate for a good chunk of time. And it's been almost 2 weeks now that Manny's been out.
And I know
and before that, he wasn't performing like Manny either.
Well, you know, the focus always shifts behind the plate with this team. Everyone's looking at the lack of production. The lack of production from the designated hitter spot is staggering. I mean, as of now, big fat egg on all of our faces as far as Nelly Cruz.
And, but mostly on A.J. Preller's.
Yeah. We didn't sign him. We just got behind it. It made sense when you saw the deals. Very little money for Nelson Cruz, $1 million. Matt Carpenter, though, I mean, you need more from Matt Carpenter. You absolutely need more from him.
He doesn't have to play like he did for the Yankees last summer. But we were hoping just to... A hint of that for the Padres, and we really haven't seen that much of it, and especially this last month, the Padres...
He drove in some runs early, and that's fine.
Pretty disastrous from the designated hitter position in the month of May.
But it's been horrible. It's been beyond horrible. So, and you have almost no confidence in those guys when they come up.
Now, you start getting healthy and get your lineup back out there. Hey, then Rougned Odor, if he's hot, you could put him in at DH and still have a full lineup. But right now, with the injuries, you're forced to have Matt Carpenter... and or Nelson Cruz in there every single game. You're forced to have, you know, Trent Grisham in there every single game. You're forced to have a catcher in there every single game, and that creates a real gap in your lineup every single day. Get healthy might look a little bit different as well.
Yep, no question about it. So it's been the mantra of this season. The guys that are paid to be the veterans on this team, the leaders of this team. Look, man, it's been great watching what Rugi's done. It's not on him. It shouldn't be on him. He should not be the only one turning around a Garrett Cole fastball and putting it into the stands.
He'd be a fantastic eight hitter.
My God, right, he'd be phenomenal, Ben. Like, getting production like that from an eight is like a sexual fantasy at this point. It should not fall on him. Listen, it should not fall on Nola, and it should not fall on Grisham. They all need to be better. But none of this is their fault. None of it. It all goes to the top. All of it goes to the top. Tatis has to set the table. Xander's got to do his job. Juan's got to do his job. Manny's got to do his job when he's on the field. And Jake Cronenworth needs to do his job as well. All of those guys. And there's been moments here and there. Crony getting on Cole as well. That was awesome to see. I loved it. All of these guys are underperforming, though, for the most part, other than probably Juan Soto right now. But, you know, can he do better? Yeah, there's still room in his game for improvement. So none of this is Rugi or Trent or Austin Nola's fault.
Also,
the top needs to carry this
also
team.
Also want to see, obviously the Padres have been really good defensively this season, but there's some glaring mistakes we've seen lately, especially some base running errors that need to be cleaned up. Tatis getting picked off at first base. That can't be happening.
God bless.
You know, I get you want to be
base running.
We keep saying, hey, you need to be more aggressive on the base paths, make something happen. Can't be at the expense of dumb mistakes, though, where you get picked off in critical games when you're trying to come from behind. got to clean a few things up. I don't think that the reason the Padres are under 500 is because they're a sloppy or a team that doesn't, you know, pay attention or something like that. But you can't afford to even have, you know, those moments at this point. We need sharp baseball that avoids giving away free outs when you don't have to.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And I do think they're a sloppy team. I do. I think base running has really been glaring this year. Poor base running, bad decisions, bad non-decisions on when to tag, when not to tag. I mean, we've gotten lucky. I think we've gotten
base
lucky.
Running has base not running been great. Has been. It's weird because usually if you're sloppy in one area, you're sloppy everywhere else. Don't think the Padres are sloppy in other places. And defensively, certainly haven't been sloppy.
Hitting is sloppy.
Hitting
sometimes.
Is not. I don't know that it's sloppy. They're almost too disciplined hitting. Sometimes I feel like they could use a little sloppiness at the plate. And they're just waiting too patiently to get stuff. It's not sloppiness that's their problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the wrong word to use to describe hitting, but you know what I'm saying. Just a general underperforming, but the base running is something you can clean up. You absolutely, and they've been a little more aggressive lately. You've seen guys swiping some bags, which is good to see. Running in the right spots, but man, the pickoffs, the terrible decisions they've made.
Yeah, you get know, thrown out stealing second, and you're being aggressive. That's going to happen.
That's absolutely
get
fine.
Off, that it can't happen. You know that's going to happen occasionally, right. But you don't want to see it regularly.
No, it's grindy, you know, and these guys know it. They just. That thing's got to click at some point.
Prediction on, is it Nola or Sullivan that gets sent down today for Gary Sanchez?
It's got to be Nola.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, I mean, for me, if it's me, it's got to be
Austin Nola. I kind of think
I need a message to go through that clubhouse as well. There's a little bit of
maybe
that, too.
Gives you the lefty-righty combo still,
hey man,
if
better,
you keep Sullivan.
Better players than Austin
but it
Nola
also
have
leaves
been
you
sent
with
down.
No
then.
Catchers who have really worked much with the pitching staff.
Nola, oh, well.
Nola could maybe help Sanchez in that area a little bit, whereas I don't know if Sullivan can. That would be my argument to keep Nola.
Less is more at this point. These guys are calling their own games. Throw to the glove back there. We need somebody that can hit and potentially throw somebody out. Better players than Austin Nola have been sent down to the minors before. So if it can help him and refocus him, but it's got to be him. It won't be, but it's got to be.
All guests on Meadow Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet by New Roads. Great job by Frank. Italian
Atta
Paul
boy.
Running the board. He'll be back tomorrow, as will Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your day from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.